This is Scientific American's 60-Second Earth. I'm David Biello. Your minute begins now. Flaming cauldrons of molten metal have long been the primary venues for steel production. But blast furnaces require a lot of coal, which means greenhouse gas pollution. In fact, worldwide, steelmaking is responsible for 5% of annual emissions. But scientists working on a way to harvest oxygen from the iron oxide in lunar soil for future moon bases realized that they happened on a better way to make steel here on Earth. The trick? Produce steel the way we make aluminum. Use electricity rather than flame. To make steel the old-fashioned way, you blast iron ore with heat and purify the resulting molten metal with oxygen. The process removes carbon from the steel but produces carbon dioxide. Making a ton of steel releases roughly 2 tons of CO2. And the world uses a lot of steel in cars, buildings, and other infrastructure. The new method involves passing a current through a molten pool of iron oxide, which drives off the originally sought-after oxygen. The byproduct is steel. And depending on the source of the electricity, the process could be nearly CO2-free, which, as far as the atmosphere is concerned, would be very cool. Your minute is up. For Scientific American's 60-Second Earth, I'm David Biello.